Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. It is never a dull moment here on the Treasure Coast. Thanks for tuning in each and every week to the Treasure Coast Insider, where, honestly, we just love highlighting all of the good things that are happening. And one of the easiest and certainly efficient ways to cover all of your bases from Sebastian to Stuart is to visit my friends online at treasurecoast.com. They are a media partner of our talk radio program, as well as a media partner with our Ladies Only Luncheon that yours truly hosts three times a month, every month like clockwork. And I'm telling you, everyone that has gone to treasurecoast.com that has given me feedback has said it is so user-friendly, and that is incredibly valuable. So we have our editor of treasurecoast.com on the program with us today, Cindy Lenz. How have you been?
I'm great. How are you, Anna?
I'm equally as great, sweetheart, and I am thrilled that you're on the show, because one of the resources that I found to be so user-friendly on treasurecoast.com was the Hurricane Center. In fact, years ago, when I was first introduced to treasurecoast.com, it was as a advertising opportunity with White Glove Moving and Storage that I have the pleasure of representing on the daily, and talking about our valuable services when it comes to hurricane season and what our team can do to help residents throughout the Treasure Coast know that their goods are protected and safe in the event that a storm comes. And ever since then, you all have just been continuously expanding upon your amazing resources online for folks during storm season. And May is here, so it's technically the start of hurricane preparedness, right?
It is. And I have to tell you, for me, it started in 1992 with Hurricane Andrew. I was in Colorado. I came home to the giant storm. Fortunately, where I was fine, but in Miami it was not. And as a nurse, I wanted to go and I wanted to help, and it was really hard getting down there because we kind of had to prove who we were. And we actually started a system where medical people got credentialed, so anytime there's a storm or disaster, then we can all hit the road and go where that is with a minimum of issues. So I've been doing disasters for a long, long time, and I love our hurricane guide. Really is the great-great-grandchild of wanting to do that and doing years of disaster training.
Wow, I didn't realize that, though it certainly lends itself well to having experienced that and being on the front line to know, hey, there's some things that we should really put in place. And one of those is that super really user-friendly checklist, and it does talk about documentation and things that you should have on hand.
Absolutely. One thing that was recommended to us in some kind of legal course I took is that you take a video of your house. And back in the olden days, I used to literally make a video and send it to my sister in another state when a storm was coming. And now you could just take your phone and just go around your house, take a video outside, take a video inside. So if you have to deal with your insurance, you can say, look at, this was my TV. It was a big, giant television I spent $500 on. And so that way there is not going to be any issues.
And so, yeah, it's stuff like that you help to remind folks of. And, you know, having a checklist, I swear, it sounds so basic, but it's oftentimes overlooked. Whether you're setting up for an outdoor event like I just did last weekend in conjunction with the St. Lucie Chamber, which was really fun, even though they had to cancel the fishing frenzy portion and reschedule it when it was better weather because the waves were pretty intense, 8 to 10. We still had the festival itself go on. And so like when you're having a checklist. You know, I have to bring this. I have to do this. I can have this. Same case in point when we are preparing for a storm. It's like your mind is going 100 miles a minute, and having just something you can print off and put some check marks by really helps to streamline everything.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you have, and people, one of the issues I think we have this year is we have a lot of people that came to Florida and they've never lived through this.
Right. Yes.
And they're like, oh, it's no big deal. I'm going to go get some wine and some Oreos. And it's, the more prepared you are, the better off. And the good news is that everything on the list and everything that you need, you're going to use. You're going to use your flashlight.
Right.
You know
outside,
I mean,
of the storm, for certain. Yeah.
Yeah. So we used to get a whole bunch of goodies, and then after, when things are back to normal, we'd be like, yay, now we can eat the goodies because we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, you know, and it's fun that you bring up that point, because now that my family and I have started, since the onset of COVID, Mother's Day weekend 2020, we started our family glamping adventures with River Roaming with the Tilleries, where we take our pontoon boat and trailer to different rivers throughout the state, which there's over 100 rivers, so it will keep our family busy for a while. But we had this three-bedroom pop-up cabin, and inside this tent, basically, that we procured, had two air conditioning ports so that you could properly just, you know, put a little stool up and you can put these ports in, and the air conditioners keep you cool. In the summer, you can still camp year round. And it was just super easy and it worked. And I always said, and we just kind of knew in the back of our mind that in the event that we're out of power and the AC's out and you don't want to, you know, run your generator for, you know, long term air conditioning, what have you. Wow, we could just plug in one of these little units that we used for camping. We can repurpose in the event that we need to due to a storm. And so you almost, once you've been in Florida for a while, you think of dual purposes for a lot of things when it comes to being prepared in the event that a storm comes through.
Yep. You know, the canned food, we all get some canned food no matter what.
I have my SpaghettiOs in the pantry. I'm no fool.
Yes. And what I do is I take the, and in November, the mailman will come and ask for canned food for people that don't have food. And I got my canned food. It's already ready to go because I never ate it. But so, like I say, everything that you have to buy, you're going to use.
Now, what else is really interesting that I love on the platform for the Hurricane Center 2021, it's right there from the homepage at treasurecoast.com. It's available. It's accessible 24/7, is that there is going to always be real-time news and important storm information. So you don't have to wait or jump around on different news broadcasts to try and find content that's relevant to our region. Everything you share is relevant to our region.
Yeah, so what happens is once we start getting a storm, we start getting emails. We're connected to everybody. So from Port St. Lucie in Indian River County, I'm on their email list. They'll start sending me emails like, you know, let's start doing this. These are the things we need to think about. And the storm could be 5 days out at that time. As soon as I get them, I post them. We are constantly posting. We post them. And if you sign up for alerts on treasurecoast.com, you will automatically, you'll get alerts as they come in.
That is really cool. And obviously, that's the time that we want those alerts, and to know that it's going to happen without us having to think about it or trigger it is really valuable, too. And of course, that's an extra resource if someone were to become a potential advertiser.
Yes.
So just spitballing out loud, because like I said, White Glove Moving and Storage, not only do we provide full service packing, moving, storage services for both residential and commercial customers throughout the year, we also implement some great programs in the event that homeowners are away and they have their patio furniture and their barbecue grills and their big planters and things outside in the event that a storm comes through and they say, hey, we need to safeguard this, we need to get it up and out. We are able to pick those things up, bring it into the White Glove Storage and have it be safe and sound until the storm passes. We signed up for this program and we were able to know how many thousands of people came to our website from the ad. You get detailed reports. I mean, as a professional marketing and advertising person representing my company, that's really important to be able to have that data to go back to the powers that be and say, wow, this was money well spent. We got our information in front of the right eyeballs to make things happen and for them to know that we are that trusted resource in the Treasure Coast for their moving storage needs. So I love the fact that for just $275 for the whole year, the ad is created for you and you can be found on that Hurricane Center as an ongoing resource. And what the data shows me here from what your sidekick Dawn had shared is that there's over 800,000 unique website views just to this particular section of the website annually.
And going up every day.
That's incredible. That's huge traction. And then, of course, we take this Hurricane Center 2021 and using the information that's for preparation and getting out the things that we can do now to prepare when there isn't a storm yet to be had. Yay. We're sharing that with nearly 100,000 social media followers, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've grown so much, and every day we're just growing in leaps and bounds. So this is really good news, and this is the time of year when we actually pick up a lot more people because our hurricane page is so popular because of the way it's set up. We set it up. It's simple. It's easy to find. I don't push out like a lot of nonsense. Okay, I just want people to have the information that they need. Period.
Exactly.
I don't need to. You know, some people running and screaming down the street. I just want you to know this is the storm. This is when it's going to get here. This is what you need to do in your county.
I think it's brilliant. And for folks that are thinking, wow, my services really do fit into the overall picture of hurricane preparedness or relief or however it might play out for before, during, or after a storm, that TreasureCoast.com can be a valuable resource for you. You can email Dawn. It's dawn@treasurecoast.com to potentially be included and have this as a resource and be in front of, you know, I mean, we're talking nearly a million people by the time you get your website visitors in addition to the social media followers for less than $300. So it's incredibly cost effective. And again, you're getting detailed reports that allows you to feel very justified for those dollars spent. Now, I feel like one of the things that we should talk about, and I know that you had mentioned, especially having a nursing background, is the importance of supplies, especially 3 weeks of medication.
Vitally important. So back story, I think it was the year Francis and Jeannie, and I know everybody got hard hit up here. I was still living down south, and I was the owner of a pharmacy. And so our pharmacy was hit. We had no electricity. We were running on generators. And we had people from all over the world that needed medication. And it was unbelievable. I literally drove from, I drove up here with water and supplies to give out to some of our customers. And we were looking for gas because we had no gas down in Boca.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
You know, to run our generators, and we wanted food for everybody. And so what happens is we don't know what's going to happen. I think since those the year of, like, Francis and Jeannie, a lot of gas stations now have they have pumps, and they're able to get that gas out to you. But what happens is right before the storm, everybody goes and gets gas. We always have a gas shortage. Pharmacies may not be open. People may not be able to go to work. So it's imperative that you have your medicine.
That's a really good advice.
If you're on heart medicine and you call the pharmacy and you're like, I need, you know, my blood pressure med, they're like, you're out of luck. You know what I mean? You can come pick it up in 3 days because they have to put their order in. You know, sometimes pharmacies don't carry everything in it. You usually make a call and you place an order and the meds come in the next day. Well, if we've had a hurricane, the roads are closed, can't get the meds. So the easiest thing to do, just like having gas in your car, is just to make sure you have 3 weeks' worth of meds. And I know sometimes it's an issue where everybody's on this, like, medication plan where you only get so much. When we have a hurricane, all bets are off.
So okay. They do make allowances for that.
Make allowances for that. It's a free-for-all. The pharmacy gives you what you say, storm coming, I want to make sure it's 3 weeks' worth. They're like, fine, whatever, you get what you need. Do it ahead of time and make sure you have it. Don't run out of life-saving medication in the middle of a storm, because we simply do not know what's going to happen.
You got that right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we are talking about hurricane preparedness with the valuable online resource of Hurricane Center 2021 that is available to everyone free of charge at treasurecoast.com. We have our editor on the line, Cindy Len. She's giving us some great information of how we can prepare ourselves and be ready in the event that a storm hits while utilizing their online resources at treasurecoast.com. And a special thank you to our friends over at Foxy Nails Salon and Spa. Manicures, pedicures, waxing, lash extensions. They are in the Fresh Market Plaza on Miracle Mile with the second location opening before the end of the year. How exciting. I love my Foxy family. They help you feel pampered. If you see a design you want it implemented, you bring a visual, they can execute it. They're true nail artists. I've been going to them since the day they opened their doors. And I highly recommend them for you. Gift cards are available and they're open 7 days a week. So there is always the opportunity for you to get in and feel foxified as you transition into the weekend or your upcoming work week. So there's more in store with treasurecoast.com. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Stop the spread of eviction. If you are a landlord whose tenants are behind in their rent as a result of COVID-19, you may be eligible for rent reimbursement through the HART program. Funds are currently available. Please contact Florida Rural Legal Services at 877-HART-95, and you'll be connected with a pro bono attorney who specializes in housing matters. Avoid the expensive and lengthy eviction proceedings and help keep tenants in their homes. Call 877-432-7895.
At Sunshine Furniture, you can create your island paradise and save another 10% during our Memorial Day sale event. From May 20th to June 1st, all furniture by Tommy Bahama and Lexington, including the new Barclay Butera and Ocean Breeze collection, is an additional 10% off. Our gallery of Tommy Bahama has everything you need for your Florida home. We have the largest selection of bedroom, dining room, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats, and chairs, including slipcover styles from American-made Four Seasons and Capri, all in stock for immediate delivery. And we have more outdoor furniture than any store on the Treasure Coast, including fire pits, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. All pictures, lamps, and accessories are half price, and don't forget to visit our outlet store across the street for hundreds of great buys. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
ITEX, or International Trade Exchange, is the largest barter company in the world, with over 25,000 members offering goods and services. We're a marketing company that brings you new business in the way of trade, with over 200 local members enjoying the benefits of ITEX, like lawyers, doctors, plumbers, media, printing, and more.
Hi, this is Liz Bowler. Contact me and find out why barter through ITEX has been smarter for over 30 years. 772-532-1881. Visit itex.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses. It's the Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. Special thank you to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They have representation in Brevard County, Vero Beach, St. Lucie County. They are so good at being able to use local appraisers, complimentary consultations to help you figure out what you can afford so that not only are you pre-qualified, but you are pre-approved ready. Because in this market, if you love a house, chances are it's gone within 72 hours. So you need to know and have your realtor be ready with the information of what you can actually go up to in the event that there's a bidding war, all that sort of stuff. And Caliber Home Loans can help you with that. Thank you to their team for their ongoing support. And of course, True Color Salon and Spa, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, right here in Vero on Old Dixie. They have stylists for every budget, as well as hours of operation that can accommodate your schedule. That includes evenings and weekends, as well as a number of wonderful packages and specials each and every month with a featured stylist of the month. And when you call and you say, hey, I'm ready for a new stylist and this is what my hair type is, they're able to look up all of their fellow stylists and say, this person might be a good match. And you get to sit down and have a chat with them before you ever make a commitment. But more importantly, they have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't love it for any reason, you come back, they'll alter it, make it right. And I mean, there's just no guesswork in that. So thank you to True Color Salon and Spa for making it so darn easy. I use Candace. I feel fabulous. And I hope that you will too. And here on the show, we are chatting with our editor of TreasureCoast.com, Cindy Lenz. We have, of course, the Hurricane Center 2021 live. It's up. It's Hurricane Preparedness Month, May. It goes all the way through November. And the fact of the matter is not only do they have this as a resource, they have a shopping guide resource on the website, and they have a free calendar of events that's open to everybody to be able to put your upcoming events so that you can let the public know how to find you, how to participate. I know you can find the 3-monthly Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network luncheons on there. It's just so easy, Cindy.
I know, it really is. And just to let everybody know, all these things, including all our articles, free all the time, not just in emergencies. So all these things are free. We want people to feel free to share events, especially now. Whatever people want to put up there, they can put it. We'll publish it. It goes out to a few thousand people as soon as we hit that publish button, and we share it around, and just trying to be part of our community to make things better.
Well, you do a marvelous job, and I personally love the fact that thetreasurecoast.com is in working conjunction with the breaking news platforms on Facebook for breaking news Fort Pierce, Vero Beach, Martin County, Stewart, and Port St. Lucie. And that is just like real-time info that gets in front of a different group of people. It's brilliant.
Thank you. You know, I get up every day and I go through, and also we have Okeechobee breaking news. So I start off in Okeechobee. It takes me a few hours to go through everything to give people all the information they need. I do this every single morning when I wake up, me and my cup of coffee and my dog. We sit here and just try to find all the information that we feel like we need to get out to people so they know what's going on.
Well, Cindy, thank you for everything you do. Thank you for making it so easy for residents as well as advertisers to be able to share the things that are going on and to make a positive difference in the Treasure Coast. We're lucky to be here. TreasureCoast.com, our editor, Cindy Lenz, thank you. And check us out online at TreasureCoastInsider.us. Cheers.